The chair of the Washington Democratic Party calls it a coup and a prescription for instability and division. But former Republican-turned-Democrat Rodney Thom, who will lead the new majority coalition, says voters want governing from the middle.
This is a great day for Washington State.
At a Capitol News conference, Thom immediately ruled out new taxes. The idea has been floated to help address a billion-dollar budget shortfall and to make a down payment on what's known as the McCleary case. That's a recent Washington Supreme Court ruling that found the state is not adequately funding public education. But Thom would not commit to another $1 billion for schools in the next two-year budget.
One thing that I think all of us are very clear about is McCleary is not just about dollars.
In a follow-up interview, Thom said this new majority will focus more on overhauling how students are taught.
You know, I was just down in California looking at a couple charter schools there. Some of the toughest areas in the San Jose area, these guys are doing phenomenal. And they're doing it on $7,000 a year.
Meaning $7,000 per student.
I was on that trip with Rodney. I visited those schools.
David Frocht is also a Democratic state senator, but he had a different takeaway from that trip.
They are educating kids on $7,000, and those classrooms were very, very crowded. There are some good things going on in there in those classrooms, don't get me wrong. But to say that money is no element of this, I think, is completely misguided.
Frocht believes to comply with the Supreme Court, the 2013 Washington legislature will have to come up with more than $1 billion in new money for schools in the next two-year budget. He says he hasn't seen a way to do that without additional dollars. Outgoing Governor Chris Gregoire plans to propose a new dedicated fund for education before leaving office, but Democratic Governor-elect Jay Inslee campaigned on a no-new-taxes platform. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.